Okay, let's continue here in Sefer Yecheskel, Parachaf Aleph, as we are still in the first part of the Sefer, as we discussed it in the Hakdam of the Sefer, the second half we're going to get to Bayis Shlishi, but we are still in Churban-related Prakim as Yecheskel continues. And we start off with a Mashal. Start with a Mashal, and as we'll see, Yecheskel himself says, enough with the Mashalim, they're not going to listen to me. But we start off with a Mashal, as we've had many Mashalim throughout the past couple of Prakim. The Parak again delineates the Churban that is going to happen, trying to not really inspire, but just to mention the fires and the terrible things that are going to happen. At the end, alluded to is a punishment for some of the other nations, but let's see as we go along. So the parak starts off. Vahi dvar Hashem elai lemar, Hashem says to me, Ben Adam sim panecha derach temana, vahatef el darom, vihinafel yard hasad negev, look to the south. Three words in this pasuk mean the south, teman, darom, and negev, right? Different words for literary license and beauty, as the Radak always says. And the nevuah is given about Yerushalayim, which is the south. Babel is called the north. Mitzafon tipatach ha-ra'ah. And it's given about the Ya'ar. The Ya'ar, the forest. The forest is Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The Radak says, just like the Ya'ar has good trees and bad trees, and something happens to the forest, the whole forest goes up in flames, so too, that is what's going to happen in Yerushalayim. As the Radak says, Kar Yerushalayim Yar, Am Sada Derech Mashal, Kamo Yar, Sheesh Bo Eitzim Tobin, Veroam, Kain Yerushalayim, Sadiqim Verushalayim, V'nisvo Tzadikim Shoei Ma'atim, Be'avon HaRishom Shoei Rabim, V'nisvo Bechalam, as has been discussed. So, look towards the south. V'yamarta, and you should say, Le'yar HaNegev, Shema Devar Hashem, listen, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, and Nimetzis, Matzis, Becha, Eish, Va'achla, Becha, Kalei Tzlava, Kalei Tzyavish. There's going to be a fire, and it's going to burn up all the moist trees, all the dried out trees, Lo Sichbe, La Heves, Shal Heves, Venitzru Uba, Kalpanim, Minegev Safona. Everything is going to get singed all the way down. Varo, Kalbazar, Kiani Hashem, Biartia, Lo Tichbe. And ultimately, everybody will recognize that it's from me. As we know, all punishments is not just to punish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's to bring about a recognition like we have by the Makos in Mitzrayim, and so to Lahavdil to us, V'amar Aha Hashem Elokim. So Yechezkel gets his nevuah that he should tell them that he's going to burn down the forest, and he says to Hashem, Hema Omrim Li Halo Memashel Mishalemu. They say that I am just somebody who gives Mishalem. What does that mean? The Radak says they don't take me seriously. They think I'm just bragging that I can make amazing Mishalem. Eich Tishlacheni Aleim, says the Radak, L'daber Derech Mashal. Ve'eino omer api nevua el haros atzmo, ki hu yodea limsho masho. Lefichach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine, say it directly. Even though directly, also they're not going to listen. They just make excuses. The Sefer HaIkarim notes, a Yisod, that we have mentioned before, but he mentions it in this context using Yechezkel as an example. In Maimar Shlishi, in Perek Yuzayin, the Sefer HaIkarim of Yosef Albo says, Af al pi shekol divrei hanaviim amitiim b'li safek. Even though all the words of the prophets are true, Mikom makom lefi godel ma'alas hanavi u'medregaso b'nevua yechozek ha'imus haba b'dvarav. But based on the qualitatively greatness of the Navi, will depend how he clearly he sees it. Sometimes it can't be interpreted. Sometimes it's not clear. It'll be b'derech mashal. Just like if somebody perfects their senses, so they have a more successful sense, so too with nevuah. The higher levels, you know, obviously have the highest clarity. Because they're atzmo yikol neviim basagasam kimishu chazaka asaga yasigadavar kivimashu bezulas dimyon. He doesn't need the mashal; he just has clarity. Bilti stumin vanaveishu lamatimimenu b'madrega. But if he's lower, yavo dvarav stumin ubechidos ubemeshalim ubilti mevoarim. The lower a navi is, obviously greater than any other person in the world, but in the category of Nevi'im, he is lower, so to speak, and he sees it in riddles and hidden in Mishalim. So they won't be emes themselves, but they'll be emes in terms of what they symbolize. And he says, because he lived after he went into exile, he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, right? Many of Yechezkel's Nevuos were through Mishalim. Achin Israel Mizeh, he even complained about it. And he quotes our para, came Omerm li hala mishal mimashal mishalamu. And he quotes also Zechariah, lefisha yevesofa nevua, hayu kol nevuos abemaros, she'en ametios. Zechariah had all of his nevuos in mashal. Like he saw a menorah, and he saw water, v'chulu. And he says, continues, V'kfar Be'er Hashem Yisbarach Zeh Hevdol B'Nivuas Moshe L'Zulaso. And we know Moshe Rabbeinu is different than all the other Nevi'im. He is the highest qualitative level, and he says that's why a Navi is not allowed to be Soser, even Kutzel Shel Yud, from Torah's Moshe. Because Moshe was on a qualitatively different level. He had clarity. And any other Navi after him is just lower. It applies to any great Navi and lower Navi. You have to explain the Nevuah. He has to explain the Nevuah in some way that doesn't argue on the Gadol. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest, so therefore, you can't be machal cholek and argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. So anyway, that's this pasuk that Yechezkel says enough with the mishalim. I just want to have it clear. Hashem says, okay, you want to tell it to them clearly. Ben Adam Simpanecha El Yerushalayim. No more south. Yerushalayim. Vahateif El Mikdashim. And talk about the Mikdashim in plural. Plural, the Radak says, maybe it means all the parts of the Beis HaMikdash. You have the Ulam, the Heichal, the Dvir, and maybe it's a reference even to Bayesheni, says the Radak, the Batei Mikdash. V'hinavel Admas Yisrael, talk about Eretz Yisrael, what's going to happen? V'yamarta la'admas Yisrael, ko'amar Hashem, hinini elayich, I am against you. V'otseisi charbi batara, I'm going to take the sword out of its sheath. V'chrati mimech tzadik v'rasha. Right, that's the mashal to the forest. Yan asher echrati mimech tzadik v'rasha. Because I have cut from you, Tzadik Barasha, Lachin Teitzi, Harbi Mitarel, Kol Basar, Minegev, Safon, it's going to affect everybody. The Radak is already bothered. What do you mean, Tzadik Barasha? Is it Tzadik Varalo? Is it Tzadik Nispe, Ba'avon, Hador? Maybe the Gemara says in one place, maybe it's because they didn't protest. The Radak quotes of Sadi Gon that says, maybe here Tzadik and Russia aren't objective Tzadik and Russia. They're both Rishon. Tzadik is somebody who is very committed to the Avodah Zarah, and Russia, who is someone who is not as committed. He's a Russia Labal or a Tzadik Labal, but they're both Rishayim in our view. That's what Rav Sadi Gon here is quoted in the Radak. Mishovdo Tamid B'chalev Nikra Etzlam Tzadik, Mishayin Ovdo Tamid Nikra Etzlam Russia, Vishneim Rasham Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're all going to, those are the Rishayim and the Tzadikim are going to be destroyed. But once that happens, Hashem says again in Pasuk Yud, V'yad'u Kol Basar Ki Ani Hashem, Hotesi Charbi Mitara, Lo Tashuv Od, the ultimate purpose of all destruction, of all punishment, is a hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yata ben Adam, and now Hashem says to Yechezkel, hey, anech, groan. Groan, make sounds, bend over. Again, the machlokas rishonim that we've noted a number of times already, is this literally, he's supposed to do this and they're supposed to ask, or as just at least in a vision? B'shivron masnayim u'bimrirus, te'anech lefnehem, groan in front of them. Right, another Gemara says, Anachi shoveres gufo shel adam. Groaning breaks a person. Vayaki amru elachem. When they say to you, Almata nenach. V'yamartel shmua ki ba, the shmua that's going to come. V'nameis kolev, every heart will be melted. V'rafu kol yadayim. V'kiyasa kol ruach. We don't have any koach lech. V'chol berkayim te'lach namayim. Our knees will be melt like water. Hinei ba v'niyasanum Hashem elokim. Yechezkel says, you know what's happening. He's talking to the people in Bavel. Know what's going to happen. We hear it. And he continues and says, Ben Adam Yina Vevya Marta Komar Hashem, Emor Cherev, Cherev, Huchada, Vegamaruta. The sword has been sharpened, the sword has been brandished. What's the double lashon of Cherev, Cherev? The Mitzvah David says, it's just the double lashon, Lahat Gasha, like may I. But Rashi says, no, the first is referring to the Cherev of Bavel that's on its way, and the second is referring to the Cherev of Amon. Amon hired Yishmael to kill Gedaliah after, so that's another level of cheref. Cheref, cheref, huchada, v'gam ruta. What is it ready for and sharpened? L'man tevoch, tevach, huchada. To have a slaughter. L'man heye l'barak morata. O nasis shevet b'ni. Right? Is it time for celebration? Can there be any celebration? O nasis shevet b'ni when my children, even in the punishment, Hashem calls us his children. Moeses kol eitz. Very challenging pasuk, these couple of psukim right here, the Rishonim struggle with figuring out exactly what the pashup shot is. We'll go with one shot. Shevet b'ni, the shevet, the punishment that my son is getting, makes all other pieces of wood look disgusting. Meaning, this is the most intense. This is the most intense shevet, the most intense onesh that is happening. The sword, v'yitin osalam marta l'tfos bakaf, and the sword is made in order for somebody to hold properly. The enemy is Nebuchadnezzar. Hi huchad acherev imorata l'seis osal b'yad horig, and it's given over into the hori. We'll skip a couple of psukim. V'ata ben adam pasig yutes. Hinaveva ha kaf al kaf. prophesies and hit your hand on a hand, v'tikafel cherev shelishisa. The third cherev will be even doubled, will be even more intense. What's the third cherev? So Rashi says, I already told you, the first cherev is Nebuchadnezzar, the second cherev is Amon. What's the third cherev? All the tsaros afterwards. Ad hayom hazeh. That's what this pasuk in Yechezkel is referring to. Tikapel cherev shelishisa. B'chal asher teitzu tiradof eschem b'chadri chadarim, Rashi says. They're going to find you in the chadri chadarim. They're never going to let you get away. Right? A Jew is a Jew, and they're not going to let us forget it. Cherev chalalim hi cherev chalal gadol hachoteres b'chem. L'man lamuglev. Our hearts are going to melt. V'arbe michsholim. Right? If we don't have emuna, we're not going to be talking. The more we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we're going to be able to have nechama with him. But the people of that time had the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah, and they were not connected with him. And now Yechezkel says a pasuk, which he explains after. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Hisachti heimini hasimi hasmili ana panecha panayach muados. You're at a fork in the road, right? You're at a cross, and you don't know which way to go, right to the left. Where are you facing? Where are you facing? So we'll see this is referring to Nebuchadnezzar. V'gam ani akek kapi al kapi v'ani chosi chamasi ani Hashem dibarti. Hashem says as if I'm groaning. And let me explain now. V'hidvar Hashem elai lemar Yechezkel in the name of Hashem says about Nebuchadnezzar. This is what's going to happen. It's as if Nebuchadnezzar is going to be coming from the north to the south and he's going to have to make a choice. Does he go fight Amon to the left? Does he go fight Yerushalayim to the right? So Yechezkel talks to the sword of Nebuchadnezzar. V'yata ben Adam, simlecha shnayim drachim, lavo cherev melech bavel, meret echad yetzu shnayim, that he comes out from one land, but now he comes, which way is he going to go, pasachathay? Derech tasim lavo cherev etz rabas b'nei Amon, v'es Yehuda b'Yerushalayim b'tzura. Right, what is it, which way is he going to go, right? But what does he do? He does a test. Kiyaman melech bavel al ema derech. Barosh shnei adrachim. Licks some kesem. He does some magic. Kilkal bachitzim. He shoots some arrows. Shal betrafim. He asks if his avodah zarah, his idols, rab, akavid. Some people focus on the liver. All of these. And what happens? They all point to Yerushalayim. B'yemino haya kesem Yerushalayim. Lasim karam liftoch pepa retzach. Yerushalayim. Go there. Laharim kol betrua. To sound the truos. Lasim karam al sha'arim. Lishbuch sola. To break the walls. To set up major campaigns against Livnos Dai. To build towers. That's what all the ksamim were. And told Nebuchadnezzar, right? A similar story is told in Bayesheni. This is Bayes Rishon. Bayesheni, the Gemara tells us in Gittin, Adaf Nun Vav, right? At the end of the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Sugya. That's Bayesheni. You have the Tanoim, there. That's the story is told about Nero. Ailuhu Shadar Alai Leniron Kesar, Ki Asi Shada Gira Lemizrach. When Nero sent, he sent a arrow to the east. Ach Asa Nafal B'Yerushalayim. It fell on Yerushalayim. Lamarav Asa Nafal B'Yerushalayim. Right, Rashi says there in Gittin, Nunvav, Liksom Kesem, Sheyasamach Yerushalayim. Exactly what Nebuchadnezzar did. La'ar Baruchos Hashemayim, Asanav Yerushalayim, to all four directions. Amr Leili Yenukab, Soklib Sukiacha, a child was passing by. At that moment, he says, tell me your Pasuk, Amr Leili, V'nasadiyas Nikmasi Be'edom, B'yad Ami Yisrael. The Pasuk is that he's going to take revenge from Edom. So Nero says to himself, Amr Kochabrichu, Boy Lecharuve Beisei, Boy Lechbura Yadi Behu Gavra. What? Hashem has dirty work to do. He has to destroy his house, and he wants to blame it on somebody? So what happened to Nero from that pasuk? Arak v'azal v'igayir. He went, he ran away, and he converted. V'nafag m'yinei, Rabbi Meir. Right, Rabbi Meir came out from him. Shadri lave al Aspasianus Kesars. They sent to Aspasianus. Asar, and he didn't wait to do any arrows. He just put a siege around the city for 3 years. And then you have the stories of the Churban as well there in Maseches Gittin. So just like Nebuchadnezzar does in these psukim, he checks it out and it all points to Yerushalayim. So too in Bayesheni it happened also. V'haya lahem pasach avches. V'haya lahem kiksam shav b'nehem. It was to them. Who's the them? The B'nai Yisrael. They heard about Yerushalayim doing these magic tricks and saying, oh, it's going to come to Yerushalayim. They said, it's just magic. It's shav b'nehem. Shvuei Shavuos lahem, it's nothing, says Rabbi Breuer in his commentary here. It's so ironic. Up until this point, they didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They still don't. But they did their magic and their voodoo to counteract all of the prophecies. And now they're saying about Yechezkel, about Nebuchadnezzar's his magic. It's nothing. We have an in. We have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rabbi Breuer. But now for a note of irony. The people of Jerusalem regarded all divination as false and refused to be intimidated. Did they not have a guarantee from God himself that Jerusalem would never fall? Why then should they allow mere ksamim to frighten them? But strangely enough, these were the same people people who until that time had resorted to Ksamim of their own to refute the divine message brought by the Navi, their own past cannot be denied so easily. So this is a, we have to, Kiskosha Vikoshu, right? We blame the Ksamim, we don't believe in them, but really we do it ourselves. Viter. Umaskar Avon Lita Face. Really, the fact that the arrow goes to Yerushalayim is all Mazkir Avon. It's reminding us of our sin. Lachen Komar Hashem Elokim. Yan Hizkarchem Avonchem Bigolus Peshechem. As your sin gets revealed. Leheros Chatosechem. Bechala Lilosechem. All of your sins. Right? There's going to come a time. This Charva Onesh. Viata Chalo Russia Nisi Yisrael. Also, you, the Nisi Yisrael, called a Russia, called a Chalal. Chalal is like already a dead corpse. Asher ba yomo be'is avon keis, your day will come. The Gemara in Brachas darshens from this pasuk that is talking about Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. And Tzidkiyahu HaMelech is already called dead, even though he was alive. Right? Tzidkiyahu had some merits originally, but then it turned sour. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas, Yud Chesam Abes, Va'meisim Einem Yodim Me'uma, Elu Rishayim, Shebechayim Kruyin Meisim. Wicked people are called Meisim even while they're alive. Shene'amar Ar Pasik, V'yatach Halal Rasha Nisi Yisrael. That is the example given. The other Pasik brought there is Al Pishnayim Oshlosha Edim Yumas Hameis. Hachayhu, Ela Hameis Meikar. What do you mean, Yumas Hameis? He's not dead yet when you kill him. It must be halachic, like, hashkafically, he's already dead. Komar Hashem Elokim, so Hashem says, Hasir HaMitznefes Vaharim Atara. Take off the Mitznefes and the Atara. Take it off. What's that referring to? Rashi quotes the Targum here. It's referring to the Kohen Gadol's Mitznefes and the crown of the king. We're going to lose the Kahuna Gedola, because we're going to lose the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to lose the Malchus. The Rinas Yitzchak is Medayik, though. Hasira Mitznefes V'harim, Harim HaAtara. The Targum is that it's going to be totally removed. Va'avato Kisra Mitzidkiyo. The Malchus didn't come back. Bayesheni did not have Malchus based David. While Kohen Gadols, they had some Kohen Gadols. They had some Gunas. They weren't righteous, but they had some Kohen Gadols, and therefore it just says to remove it as the Lashon of the uncle of the Targum is Aidi Mitznefta Mishraya Kana Rabba. The Gemara in Gittin talks about this pasuk too as referring to the Chorban. Eloloma Lacha Bizman Gittin Dav Zayin Bizman Shem Mitznefes Barosh Kohen Gadol. But the Gemara darshins the Atara here, not like the Targum, which is about the Atara of the king, but darshins it as referring to the Atara on Chasanim and Kalas, and this is a pasuk that's referring to the concept of Zecha L'Chorban. Says the Gemara, Mizbachim Mitznefes Barosh Kohen Gadol, Atara Barosh Kol Adam, Nistalka Mitznefes Barosh Kohen Gadol, Nistalka Atara Barosh Kol Adam, and therefore there are certain types of crowns and tiaras that are not worn Bizman of the Chorban. The Rambam quotes this in Ilchas Tainis. This is one of the examples of Zecha L'Chorban. Zecha L'Chorban, as we know, based on a couple of Gemara, the Rambam says, V'yach gozru al ataras chasanim shlo lanichim klal, shlo yaniach ha-chasanim barosho shum kalil, sh'ne'amar ha-ser ha-mitznefes v'harem ha-atara. Rav Soloveitchik does point out, and again, it's a somewhat obvious thought, but again, he says it in a beautiful way. Really, there are two different Gemaras. The Gemara in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere, we have one concept of Zecha L'Chorban. Right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made 9 takanas, Zecha, I'm sorry, not Zecha L'Chorban, Zecha L'Mikdash. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we shake the lulav of 7 days, Zecha L'Mikdash. And Yomanev Kulo Asr, Zecha L'Mikdash. Many types of Zecha L'Mikdash. But the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Samech, on the last Amud of Cheskas Abatim, the Gemara also talks about Zecha L'Mikdash. And that's where it says that we have to put ashes on the top of a head of a chasan, and we have to leave a space open when we set the table, which we don't really do, and leave a place in your house. And like here, not to wear certain things at a wedding. So really, if one looks closely, really one is Zecher L'Churban HaMikdash and one is Zecher L'Binyan HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishim HaShiurim in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph says, Shebezecher L'Mikdash yish shnei dinim. Hilchas Avelus Zecher L'Mikdash, which is really Zecher L'Churban HaMikdash. That's Baba Basra, and that's based on the Pasuk, Imashkechech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini, Lizkar Yerushalayim, Kvish Aysalis Abel Al-Churbana. And number two, to remember the mitzvos hakshuros L'Mikdash. Hainu lahalos alibeinu as ha-mikdash kishiyah bibinyano. Vizuya, so that's the sugya in Mesechah Sukkah and all the takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And then he says, V'yitachein shezecher kafol zeh merumas bekrab b'megillah seicha. It's even alluded to in a pasuk in Eicha. Zechra Yerushalayim yimei anya umru deha, kol machma deha, asher hayalam yimei kedem. So the first half of the pasuk, yimei anya umru deha, that's Chorban, kol machma deha, HaMitzvah, Shneskayim HaMikdash, Me'oz, V'anu Mekayim, and Osanata, Al Shem HaMikdash, Kishayihiyah, Bibin Yano. So, interesting, Shiloh, then he says, what about Sfiras HaOmer? Sfirasa Omer, we know, is the only mitzvah that we do that we see a Yihiratzon afterwards. Shibana Beis HaMikdash Mir of Yemenu. Why? So it's related to the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar says at the end of Psachim, why don't we say a Shech Yonu on Sfirasa Omer? Because whenever we count Sfira, you know, we know we're missing something. Sfirasa Omer, it's Agmas Nafshenu. We're upset. Says Rav Salvechik, according to the Baal Amar, Sfirasa Omer must be in the category of Zecher Churban HaMikdash. And that's why there's no Shech Yonu. Right, but call mitzvah kazu, ain't omrim shechiyanu. V'gam mishanam etzatam ha-mitzvah shal sfira lachad madara shmonim yamim b'li shvuos. Me'idach, lulav kol shiva, lulav is nechal ha-mikdash b'binyanu. And therefore, you would make a bracha, a shechiyanu on that, right, a chilek, according to the Baal Amar, you would have to say between sfira sa-omer and the halacha of and the other halachas that, like lulav v'chulu, that are zeichel b'dyan mikdash. Tosfos there, Maseches Gittin, and talks about the relationship between mitznefes and mikba'as. That is not our issue now. It's a fascinating issue, but not for now. So back to the pasuk. The pasuk says, Yechezkel says, take off the mitznefes, take off the atara. Zos lo zos, hashafala hagbe v'agboa hashpel. Who's up will be down, who's down will be up. The Radak, Chazal says, is talking about Tzidkiyo, who's the king now, will be down. Yehoyachin, who went to Golus already, his son will come back and be the king afterwards. Zerubbabel. Ava, 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 asimena. I will make desolation all over. Gamzos lo hayad bo, ashalom mishpat rusate. There's never been something like this. The last section of the parak, maybe it's a little nechama to us. Maybe it's just a separate nevuah. It's about Ammon, right? When Nebuchadnezzar made a right turn to go to Yerushalayim, Ammon started saying, ah, the Jews, they're going to lose. We're okay. Hashem says, now, Ammon, no, you're not safe. V'yata ben adami, navei v'amarta, komar Hashem alokim al b'nei Ammon, v'alcher pasam. They were mechari from a gadif b'nei Yisrael. When Nebuchadnezzar chose to attack them, he's going to come to them too. V'yamarta cherev cherev psucha, letevach maruta. The sword is going to be open to you too, lachilaman barak, b'chazos lach shav, b'ksom lach kazav. All your magic that says nothing's going to happen, it's not true. It's all going to come back to you. V'shafachti alayach zami, pasuk lamed vav. I will pour my wrath on you too, b'eshev razi afiach alayach, and I will put in you fires. La'esh tiyel achla, damech ye betoch ares, lo zizacheri ki aneshim divarti, and you will know that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is in charge. Again, a difficult perek, all about the Churban, but B'Hashem, as we learn it, that should be a schutz for its rebuilding.